Welcome to Hammerdown! Number one sports betting show. Coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate offices, I am Toe Diggs.
And baby Toad.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Shout out to the RCA.
One of the best electronics company of all time. Founded in 1918 in America.
If you didn't have an RCA VCR, what were you doing?
If you were not watching your VHS on RCA, you might as well never watch them. That's what I know.
Glad we agreed on that today.
Yeah. It's a good hat. It's a good hat.
Rawls, the admitter in the back, wide.
How we doing? How we doing? Hey, Tony, how are you?
You weren't going to fucking say anything, were you, kid?
No, I just had to click the button, and it took me a
while. You weren't going to fucking say anything, were you, kid?
Oh, Tony, hi, how are you?
Attaboy. You know, you've been a little down in the dumps lately. We're going to need you to pipe up.
No. That was only on Friday. That was because the Lakers lost. The Cowboys won. I'm pumped.
Okay.
Boys are back.
Oh, we're so back.
It's Monday. What do we do on Monday? You know, we talk about the weekend. We recap the weekend. We talk about what happened. We talk about maybe what happened this weekend. Maybe if it has any implications moving forward. Right?
Go on.
Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
First and foremost, we have a few congratulations that are in store. Congratulations to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Well done. This is a class act maneuver from you. I did not expect.
Well, when you win the CFL Cup, when you come when you win the Grey Cup.
Thank you.
Sorry. You know, and it's a miraculous comeback, and there's weird scoring that goes on in that league.
I mean, this is why we talked about the Ticats not winning it since 99, Tony.
Well, I mean, they no choke. One's, no they one's, choke no one's ever gone back-to-back.
They choke in big games.
Coughed up a furball.
Shut up, dude. Shout out to NYCFC.
Ah, what a fucking joke.
Took down the Timbers. MLS Cup.
What was our coach doing after the game?
I don't know. I didn't see either of those, any 1 second of either of those two games.
I just saw it on the air. He stripped down into like
his. You didn't watch the Grey Cup?
His box.
I didn't watch 1 second of the Grey Cup.
Me and Connor were watching it, and Connor said it's two and out.
Yeah, it is two and out.
He said, yeah, three downs. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you didn't know
and
that?
And then he also, when the single point came into play, that's when I think Connor threw in the threw in the flag on the CFL and the Grey Cup.
Wait, how can you get 1 point?
You catch a missed field goal.
Yeah.
What?
No, you catch a missed field goal.
You're kidding, right? That's like an actual way to score points?
Yeah, because the you can also the uprights are at the front of the end zone.
You also
CFL fucking sucks, dude. Oh,
no. You also catch it and kick it back, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
So, okay, so congrats to those two.
Timbers shit the bed, by the way. They didn't play. They did not play. And then their goalie decided to just glue his cleats to the goal line on the shootout.
That'll happen.
Balls were shot directly at him.
That'll happen. Congrats to Navy. Congrats to the 16th under in a row. You're not going to clap for the fucking U.S. Navy, dude?
What is it? I don't know if I'm allowed to. Fucking, I got to ask Nick the fucking
You're allowed
rules.
To clap for them
oh,
and cheer
I can
for them.
Clap?
Yeah, you're not allowed to fucking pick NJIT over them.
Who did you pick this weekend?
Fucking Army.
So you went against the Navy.
Yeah, but I picked an Armed Forces.
Oh, that's low.
Yeah.
Just keep me updated on the rules here.
You can't.
So I don't want to miss out.
Okay,
on
here's a rule. You can't pick a IT over an Armed Forces.
No.
Can't happen. Not from a foreign national.
Can't pick an Institute of Technology over, especially if you're a foreign national.
I don't think calling me a foreign national is the best idea, but go on.
What happened?
Just in general.
Okay. Nick said it first, and I thought it sounded well, so decided to jump on that train. Listen, if you don't want us to be smart, we won't be smart. 16 straight unders in a row.
Did not see that coming after there was 14 points in the first
hot start.
5 minutes.
Very, 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 very hot start. And then you know what? They settled in. A couple things happened here. A couple things happened there. But shout out. Shout out to the U.S. Navy. Shout out to you, great NFL picking there.
Yeah, I mean, Ravens. I thought I was going to give that right back, though, when the Bills were going to backdoor the Bucs or the Cowboys were going to get backdoored by Washington.
Let's go through it. Shout out also Pat and AJ. They had incredible picking days yesterday. I did not. If all the favorites are going to win and all the overs are going to happen, I'm going to have a bad day.
What do you mean?
Hand up. I'm going to have a bad day. Browns, they were up 24-6 heading into halftime. The final score was 24-22. They did not cover by half a point. Both of those teams fucking stink.
Yeah, like what? Who's going to win this division?
The whole AFC North stinks.
Like, why does it feel like it's the Bungles to lose somehow and they're 7-6?
I felt that way too. I feel like right now, as of today, they're the best team in the division, and they are plus 230 to win that. To win,
hold the phone.
Ravens plus 165, Browns plus 180, Bengals plus 230.
What are the Steelers?
Plus 1,000. Could be worth a flyer because they're only one game back.
That schedule, though.
Yeah, yeah. But all their schedules are hard.
Yeah. I think the Bengals, it's because the offensive firepower, they could
unleash it. They do have. They're the only team right now that has can score points.
Yeah.
Put it down right now. Bengals plus 230. I'll be taking it.
All right.
Wait, there is no way the Steelers are plus 1,000 to win that division.
Fucking looking at it right in my face, dude.
Oh, I'm give me a sprinkle on that.
We sprinkling?
Going,
man.
Yeah,
dude. Let's go plus Steelers. 1, well, okay. We're officially dead.
Let's go Steelers.
Oh.
Just kidding, Mitt. Love your support.
Love your support, Mitt.
Two. I mean, what? They're a game and a half back right now, right?
They're 6-6-1, and the Ravens are 8. Whatever, 8-6.
Is that a game and a half?
Now Steelers have left at home against the Titans, on the road against the Chiefs, at home against the Browns, and on the road against the Ravens.
Oh, I mean, dude,
he's gotta win the last those two. Divisional matchups, though, man.
Listen, gotta win the last two, and maybe steal one against the Titans.
Plus 2 this weekend.
Gotta win the last two, maybe steal one against the Titans.
If the Steelers win the North, I mean, that would be fucking awesome.
It would be hilarious. But I'm taking the Bengals plus the 230.
They're plus 1 this weekend at Denver.
Okay.
You want the Bengals schedule?
Get to the preview.
Yeah. What do you got?
Go ahead.
They're on the road in Denver.
Uh-huh. Win.
Then they have the Ravens at home.
Need to win that one.
Then they are at home against the Chiefs.
Okay.
And they finish the year on the road in Cleveland.
I think they could lose. Tell you what.
They'll lose one.
Whichever team in that division goes 3-1 over the last 4 weeks, you win the division. Congrats.
This is awesome.
If that Bengals Browns game at the end of the year is to win that division, I am probably going to throw up while watching my team.
What if it's the Steelers Ravens for the division?
That's see, AFC North football. That's how it should be.
All right. That's that game.
The Browns stink, dude. What are we doing?
They do. Like, they fucking, you know what stink. I mean?
Ravens stink.
I'll take the Bengals to win the division, and I'll take whoever wins the division and gets in the playoffs, they will lose in the first round.
Browns have the Raiders, Packers, Steelers, and Bengals, of course.
So I'm saying someone needs to go 3-1.
Raiders, Packers. See, I could. This is the thing. I could see the Raiders fucking beating Cleveland.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
The Ravens have the Packers, Bengals, Rams, and Steelers.
Ravens are dead.
Someone's got to go.
Ravens are dead. Ravens could not win a game the rest of the season.
If someone goes 3-1, they're in. Okay.
Get the terrible towels out, dude.
Titans, Jaguars. Titans, there's going to be a lot of winning covers.
Yeah, I regret not taking this one.
Yeah, just the dysfunction. Well, did we know about the dysfunction to its core before this game started? Out. Plus, the Titans are off a bye, getting a little healthier.
Man, if the Titans, they get Henry back, I feel like they're right there.
It was a methodical cover, too. They scored 7 in the first. They scored 3 in the second. They scored 7 in the third. They scored 3 in the fourth. It was just, you know, one scoring drive a quarter. Don't give up any points. We're going to cover this one 20-0.
Yep.
Trevor Lawrence threw 4 interceptions. Is Urban Meyer killing him?
I'm not buying that. Everyone's beating that drum. If you're a very good quarterback, you figure it out, do you not?
Well, they always say this, and I agree with it. Peyton Manning led the league in interceptions his first year. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see where it goes. Chiefs, okay. Hand up. I was on the Raiders, plus the 10.
Felt like a lot.
Completely forgot about the bus incident last year at Arrowhead.
Well, they also you also did not know they were just going to dance on the...
Didn't know they were going to dance on the logo either.
That one, what do we do?
What the those two, fuck was that?
Those two things would have been an automatic do not bet situation.
And the Chiefs are going.
Chiefs defense went from the worst in the league to playing the best in the
league.
That
is insane.
How that happens is beyond me.
Play Chris Jones in his actual position.
That helps.
That's probably where
that helps
start.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, Chiefs or Raiders could be dead.
I don't mind them getting. I think they're at what set plus seven.
Here's
Saturday.
The thing with all these teams though; they're all fucking still in playoff contention. They're all still gonna try.
And every team, every week, a team looks like they're absolutely dead, and
true.
The next week they're not.
Speaking of, Saints win 30-9. Taysom and Kamara run for a fuck ton of yards. Jets stink.
Yeah, I mean, getting Kamara back's
massive,
huge. Here was also would have been an automatic bet had I known this on Friday. Cowboys almost get backdoored. They do their best get backdoored, but they do win in cover. If I would have known they were bringing their own benches, it would have been an auto bet.
I knew I was on the football team, and I knew they were in trouble when I saw that happen.
Auto bet.
Just felt like Heinicke was just getting a few too many flowers.
He was.
Just felt like everyone was
they
like,
had the sit-down interview.
It felt like the start of the year. Remember the start of the year? Everyone said, football teams win in the East with Fitzy. We did it again with Heinicke.
That one was 24-0 at half. There was a lot of comebacks yesterday.
Yeah.
I love that the Cowboys have, and I said it twice on Pat's show because I love it. They have fucking Randy Gregory, they have Lawrence, and they have Michael Parsons. All three of those dudes can rush the passer. Their offense is...
It does not look good. Something's missing. I don't know what it is.
They're going to get it figured out. Tony Pollard being out. Tony Pollard's a good weapon for them.
What's his name did well, though?
The other dude who's in, who also returned kicks for him.
Yeah.
32. I don't remember his name.
Some Cowboy fan.
He's old.
I don't know.
Cowboy fan.
It's hard to say with the Cowboys what they're going to be.
Mm-hmm. Tell you what. They're going to be so... It'll be Packers, Cards.
Yeah, the rest of the top dogs in the NFC are just too good.
Packers, Cards, Bucks, and then that 4-5 seed is probably going to be like Rams, Cowboys, or Cowboys and...
I think Niners are getting in.
Cowboys and Niners.
I think Niners might win out. As long as if you give me fucking Debo, Warner, and Kittle healthy, I think the Niners win out.
Okay.
I really do. I love that team, man. When they're healthy and they can run the ball... But they also do.
I thought Debo was more banged up.
No,
than he was.
Yeah, he played like 54 snaps yesterday. People thought he could be done for the season. That's insane.
All right. I usually don't like Jimmy G. I gotta give Jimmy G credit. I thought he
played
well.
And Ayuk
has been playing well.
Ayuk is balling too.
Let's move to the Nationals and Phillies game.
What?
The Falcons and the Panthers. Whether I bet on them or I bet against them, I lose every fucking
yeah,
time.
Fuck off.
This is the Nationals and Phillies game.
I convince myself every week for some reason the Panthers might be good at football.
I don't even know why I took the Panthers.
I remember the conversation because you swayed me with it. Was Joe Brady being gone?
Sure, we love
him. Did the players want him?
Cam's
out?
Been there a month. Cam's been there a month.
You
still doesn't know the fucking
yeah, but you
offense.
Can't do like when they took Cam out, he was like. 6 of 11.
Yeah, but he had just thrown a pick six.
Guys do that. You
no,
can't,
I agree.
You can't fuck around with the quarterbacks.
Well, they're
like
going to keep doing it.
Well, they're going to lose every game. And people should be asking about Rhule right now. If we're going to ask about every other college coach, it's time. It's been a fucking mess. You've gone through how many quarterbacks?
They're still in the playoff. So, shit.
He said today that Darnold could be a factor down the road here again. As
well, thank God he's 100 times better than what they have right now.
Throw it in the trash, dude. That team's a joke.
Seahawks win and cover. Texans can't stop the run.
I mean, Davey Mills threw for 400 yards,
dude.
Texans are getting points at Jacksonville this weekend.
Really? Interesting ball game.
Yeah.
Interesting ball game. Like,
might be Texans.
Lions never had a chance.
Nah.
They were sick. They just won their Super Bowl. Rest in peace, Demaryius Thomas. That was going. Everything was going against them. 38-10.
There's another team, though. Like, the Broncos are right there.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Fucking 7-6, right in the hunt.
Jesus.
8-5. Chargers win and cover. The Giants fucking stink.
I mean, Sky Cam played valiantly.
Sure.
I mean, they did crawl back at the end.
A little bit, yeah.
Joe Judge was fired up for the boys.
There was a lot of comebacks to make it interesting at the end. Speaking of one, 49ers in overtime, 26-23.
I mean, that was an absolute melt.
Absolute
melt. That game was over. I mean, even that kick Robbie Gould hit, that was fucking straight down the middle, and then it just goes.
They're up 20-6 going into the fourth. Yeah. Give up 14 unanswered. Hell of an answer, though, by them after the field goal.
Yeah, I thought they were dead. Ayuk's playing, man.
Kittle's I love. George Kittle, I fucking love.
He's the best. Absolute best.
Best tight end in the league for sure.
Yeah.
Ayuk, he's starting to come into form like he was last year. Yep. Obviously, Debo.
I like that Niners team, man.
Now their comeback. 33-27 Bucks win and cover in overtime against the Bills.
So if that game just ended, like if it just carried on out was the first half, I mean, I think that was a promising comeback from the Bills.
Yeah, well.
But you have to, like, I don't know how, after what happened against the Patriots, you come out with the same game plan.
I knew they were going to run. I said it.
They didn't run the ball till a fucking fake punt.
The hashtag FanDuel super cool thing came out. I said, oh, Josh Allen's going to throw 50 times a day. They threw 30 in 30-mile-an-hour wins.
Yeah.
And the Bucs defense does not give up any rushing yards. They're going to throw the ball 50 times a day. And they not only did the Heat throw 50 times, he was the only guy who ran the ball.
Yeah.
What happened to Daboll being like this offensive genius?
I don't know. I feels like it might have just been a one-year run for the Bills atop the AFC East.
And 2 years ago, the Bills were running the ball well.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck happened.
Does their O-line stink?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know enough to answer that question.
There were a lot of questions week one whenever the Steelers beat them about their O-line play.
True.
And if it was going to be a liability for them.
True.
Again, I didn't watch that game super closely yesterday, but I saw Allen moving a lot in the second half. He was running a lot himself.
Well, they also do that same play all the time. I mean, it works sometimes, but like the QB draw.
Yeah. Like, well, that's all they have.
Yeah, mix it up.
Well, they used to be great at stopping the pass, too. Now that Trey White's out, it's been... I did think, when I was watching the game, I thought Poyer played his ass off.
Yeah, he did. He came up a lot, made some big plays.
And then, obviously, Packers win and cover. It was weird.
That was a sweat. On me, that was... for the people asking, that was my mistake on the Super Boost.
Tweet.
I... got to gladly shake like a leaf while the Bears were up yesterday.
That's all I thought about. Because, you know,
yeah,
that's all I thought about.
Yeah. That was on me.
Thank
I don't
you,
know
Aaron.
I don't know what happened. I thought it was somebody other than the Packers once the Bucs hit. And, yeah, that was on me. But didn't jinx it. We're good.
No, we're good.
It would have been if it didn't hit. It would have been 100%
on me. I don't
know
if the gambling gods, you know, they take a day off.
They let that one slide through.
Thank you.
I had a nice nice DM from a guy about it.
What do you mean? He yelled at you?
Why would you fucking do that? Hashtag rookie.
Fucking yeah. Relax, dude.
I'm hashtag rookie, dude.
Before we get to tonight's game.
You bum.
We'll look at next week. Thursday, Chiefs are -3.5. 3 and the hook going to the Chargers.
Yeah.
Chargers run D stinks.
Is if Eckler out? That's big if he is.
Uh-huh. Rashawn Slater just added to the COVID list as well.
Oh, that's not good.
I might hop on the Chiefs now. just doesn't feel like a number that's going to go down.
The juice is on the half. It's on the hook for the Chargers. It may peak to 3. So give it a second. Raiders are 5.5 at the Browns.
That's 5.5?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I trust either of these teams to fucking.
I mean, I will bet it because it's the only games going on Saturday.
Jesus. Talk about lines that are moving. Pats are up to 2.5.
Plus?
Yeah. That opened 1, right?
Yeah. I don't know what to do on that game because you know what the Colts are going to do. They're going to stack the box and say, let's see if Mac Jones can beat us.
Fine.
Yeah.
That gets to, I mean, I'm probably going to be on the Patriots. Football team plus 5.5 against the Eagles. 5.5. Is Heineke at?
Questionable.
5.5. That seems like a lot.
Opened at 4.
Eagles getting a lot of respect there.
Was it Gardner or Jalen?
It's Jalen. 5.5.
I'll stay away from Jesus. That game, dude.
Panthers, 10.5 at the Bills.
Fuck off. What a... throw this game in the trash, dude.
Jets, 8.5 against the Finns.
We have no running backs.
I saw that, but do you ever anyways? I mean, you have them, but use them?
Have you seen Skaskin the last few weeks? Skaskin's been going the last few weeks. We got Duke Johnson on the practice squad. We'll be all right. You'll be fine. I mean, I'm going to bet the Dolphins here because I bet them every game on this winning streak, so it's my duty to try and keep the train going.
I respect that.
But 8.5 points does feel like a lot for this Dolphins team to cover.
The Jets could.
Maybe a tease. Work them into a tease.
Yeah.
Cowboys are 10.5 point favorites at the Giants. I probably just stay away from that one.
Yeah.
Titans are -2 at the Steelers.
I think it's the TJ Watt news, probably big.
Yeah, it will be. I'm normally Mr. Gloom and Doom.
Feels like a good matchup.
Feels like a good matchup.
Yeah.
What's he over?
41.5.
Might go over.
Okay. Texans are getting points at the Jags.
Texans hung for a bit with the Seahawks.
Yeah.
But Russell Wilson deep ball to Lockett is back. And that news about, I mean, this is the thing. Like, we talk about with Rodgers all the time and, like, going to another team and you're not going to have a good, like, any team that Russell Wilson goes to, I just don't know. Besides the Saints. The Saints are ready to go. Steelers? If you guys got Russ?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, that would make sense. Here's a question, though. I asked Zeet this last night. If you're the Bears, would you trade Fields for Russ?
Yes.
Knowing that you're going to be in rebuild with a new coach.
Yeah, no, that don't make any sense.
Right? Like, I think the Bears might be off the table.
I don't know.
Like, I think Fields is good.
Yeah, he's got...
I mean, he makes mistakes.
But. Plus, you get a chance now to build around a rookie contract.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Cardinals are 14-point favorites on the road at Detroit.
What are you supposed to do with these fucking numbers, Nothing. Dude?
Falcons are +8.5 at San Francisco.
That's a lot. Atlanta's playing decent. Mm-hmm.
Maybe a letdown spot here for the old Niners?
I was...
Bengals +1 at Denver.
Yeah, give me the Bengals, even though you know they're going to fucking bury me. Every time. Bengals, Chargers, every fucking time. Those two teams. And Panthers. Panthers, don't, write this down. If I ever try and take the Panthers again this year, just say no.
This line seems short to me. Packers -5.5 at the Ravens.
So it was 6.5.
See, I don't get that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe because of the news that Lamar is going to play.
Yeah, and Lamar... Was he's undefeated against NFC teams? Is that still the number?
I don't know, but
I
don't give a shit.
I know that this feels like a different NFC team compared to what he's seen.
The Ravens, here's the Ravens' issues, and I know this because Lombo says it constantly. All they do is blitz, and they ask you to play man behind. But now that every single one of their corners are out, Aaron's gonna fucking
torch, and. I'm telling you what, man. If Jones is healthy, him and Dylan are going. Oh, yeah.
It's fucking like Fast Willie Parker and Jerome Bettis together.
Hell yeah.
Shout out. Saints are +10.5 against the Bucks. This is a bad matchup for the Saints. You can't run the ball against the Bucks, and that's why it's a bad matchup. 10.5 is a lot of points.
Bucks been covering though. Bucks been covering big.
Yeah, I don't numbers. Know. I don't know. Saints defense is pretty good, but I don't know if I trust their offense to be able to score.
Their Saints defense is really good. There's gonna be no running the ball in this game. Who's the better passing?
I mean.
And then Monday night is Vikings at Bears.
Jesus. Wait, who woke up and decided that the Bears were must-see TV? Even at the start of this fucking year, dude.
Justin Fields was a media darling.
Who made this schedule and said, we need Bears Sunday night football, and then the following
fucking
of the week,
media
Monday night
darling, football. Dude.
What a fucking joke.
All right, tonight.
Jesus.
There was some news that changes things a little bit for tonight. Higbee and Jalen are out. Why can't I? Ramsey. There it is. Jalen Ramsey's out. COVID. Right now, I think they're the only two. The line has moved from 2 to 3, 2.5 to 3. What was it, 2.5? Was it 2.5 before the news?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's moved half a point. That's weird to me. You think Jalen's more than that? Higbee's a little more than that?
I thought it was 2.
I can't believe this sat at where it did for it was at 2.
This
forever.
Is one of those games.
I'm taking Cardinals money line. Okay. I'll wipe the points. I don't give a shit. I'll lay the juice.
It's one of those lines though where all the money's on the Cardinals and it hasn't fucking moved, and it's
so Daryl Henderson is also out.
Yeah, that's fine because they have Sony Michel.
Chase Edmonds is not going.
We did this when the Rams played the Packers. The line didn't move. This isn't. Yeah. Prove me wrong, Rams. One time. Show me you can beat a good team, Matthew Stafford.
I woke up today and I was ready to take the Rams. I'm not going to take them without Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah. Primetime Stafford.
I kind of like...
Turn off the lights.
What was that?
Turn off the lights.
Is that a clip?
No, it's just Primetime Stafford.
Okay. Not a clip?
Turn them off.
Turn them off. Turn them off.
Hot under these lights, eh, Stafford?
15.5 is a lot of points. So I'm going to take the under 15.5.
Under?
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
Oh,
no.
Here's why. I'll give you some thinking. Under 15.5 is my play. Make sure you get this for the winning clip tonight. Make sure you get this whole part.
Fucking Babe Ruth, call your shot.
Under 15.5 is the play. Here's my thinking. The Cardinals run the ball the second most in the league, so they'll run, whatever. The Rams are normally a passing team, but the Cardinals give up 31st most yards on the ground in the league. So maybe, and they ran for 130 with Sony Michel last week against the Jags, so maybe they're starting to get back to their older ways. Maybe both teams try to run the ball a little bit today. I don't know, under 15.5.
All right. Fair play.
Rams are good at stopping the run. What happened?
We got a full outbreak with the Dolphins here.
Oh, no.
Javon Holland is on the COVID
safety
list.
Safety Javon Holland.
Very good player.
How many is that up to? Running backs and a safety.
That would be 4.
Was it a bye week?
Yeah.
Oh. Boys were in the clubs on the bye week?
No, not the fins, dude.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with
it's
but
Omicron.
But there could be a fucking correlation in South Florida between a bye week and a COVID outbreak.
We can't lose to the fucking Jets.
You won't. Dude. You won't. They fucking stink. You might though.
Don't.
It wasn't that. Hey, I mean, what did you win? It was a close game last time.
In the Jets? Yeah. Absolutely.
Till late.
Yeah.
Till very, very late.
Yeah. That was against Flacco, though, not Zach Wilson.
True. All right. So I'm on the under 15.5. You're on Cards money line.
Yep.
Raul, do you do anything tonight?
I will join Gumby on the Cards money line.
Okay. Okay.
That's all I really. Yeah. I mean, Hopkins maybe I'll take a flyer on the James Conner anytime touchdown. It feels too easy, though.
What's it at?
It was -135 earlier today. I don't know if
it might go up if Edmonds wasn't activated. So with Ramsey out, D D-Hop's over under 64.5. Christian Kirk's 45.5. It's either like Christian Kirk gets 130 yards or he gets 27 yards.
What's Kyler Murray anytime?
Plus 210.
Yeah, give me that.
Kyler Murray plus 210.
Thank you very much.
OBJ is plus 145 if you think he can keep his little streak going.
No.
That's low.
Cooper. Oh, there's a boost. I actually like this boost. I'm going to take the boost. Cooper Kupp and DeAndre Hopkins to each score a touchdown is plus 500.
Jesus. Plus 500?
Yeah, I mean, that's worth
it. Jump on that boost. All three.
It's worth a little sprinky.
Hit this weekend. Pat's boost, obviously, and then there were two others on FanDuel that were pretty nice.
Cooper Kupp and DeAndre Hopkins, plus 500. That's worth a sprinkle in my book.
What about the other one? Rams and Cards that each score one rushing and one passing.
You would think so.
I hate those ones.
You would think so. Plus 180. I'm not going to do it, though. But you would think. But I'm not going to do it.
But you would think.
You'd think, but I'm not going to do it. Is Mitt back there? He fucking hasn't talked.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
You got any thoughts today? Did you get too boozed up this weekend?
Probably, but I just really, I don't like the over in this game.
That makes sense, because it's going to go under.
I like Cardinals, but I just don't know. I don't like betting against this Rams team. They have a bunch of talent, but Stafford's probably going to stink. I don't know, man.
It's weird because, you know, Rams are definitely a hype boy team, but, you know.
I don't know. They don't really get my blood flowing like all the other ones.
Get my fucking dick hard.
Dude. Matthew Stafford kills the hype boyness on team. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's tonight. We're good on tonight then, right? We good?
That is all.
Okay. Man, how about anything on the hardwood tonight?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Okay, so that does get you going tonight.
Yeah, tonight, actually, Steph Curry's going to be in. This is a boost. Steph Curry to make 7+3.
That breaks the record, right?
Yeah, he's going for the all-time three record. So if he gets 7+3s, it's 7 to tie it, 8 to get it, okay. I think. So, yeah, that's going to be here in Indiana. I'm on that. That's +170.
You going to that game or not?
No,
I'm
not.
You going to watch history be made?
No, I'm not. I should have gotten tickets, but I did not get those. Let's go to, Golden State Warriors -3.5. I like that.
Break the record and get a win.
Yeah, bingo. And cover. We also got the Milwaukee Bucks money line against the Boston Celtics. We got the over of 216, Charlotte Hornets at the Dallas Mavericks, and then the Phoenix Suns -3 at the LA Clippers.
Mitt?
That's the late game.
Mitt?
Yeah.
So if you think, what was the boost
for the Steph? The boost was Steph Curry, 7+3.
What was it boosted to?
170.
Okay. So if you take his over 6.5 made threes and you parlay it with them covering, that's +250.
Ooh, I like that,
Tony. You think that's going to happen?
I like that.
Or if you parlay it with the money line, that's +206.
There you go. There you go.
So, while the boost is great, if you think he's going to hit it and they win, you get a little more get a little more juice, pal.
There we go. Yeah, I like that. I would take that as the one to win, not to cover. Might as well just take that out.
Might as well do that, pal. All right, so who did you have again?
We had the Golden State Warriors, the Milwaukee Bucks, the over of the Charlotte Hornets, Dallas Mavericks, and the Phoenix Suns.
Okay. Good luck.
Hey, thank you. Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Good
luck. Nick, we don't have any NHL tonight, do we?
What's this about?
Unfortunately, Tony, the Calgary Flames forgot that it takes all of us, and much like the Miami Dolphins are experiencing a bit of an outbreak, so their game has been postponed.
Not one fucking game tonight.
There's nothing. There's also nothing in the AHL, the ECHL, the WHL.
Can we have a moment of silence for the NHL tonight?
Just hockey in general is just dead.
Moment of silence for hockey in it.
It's a shame, really. The schedule makers really just.
KHL, you know, playing tonight?
I think our season's over.
Really?
Fucking Bruce Boudreau up for Coach of the Year yet?
I mean, all the guy does is win. We knew that.
4-0 to start his stint with the Canucks.
When's that going to wear off?
Doesn't happen with Barbecue Bruce, dude.
Apparently the KHL is still playing.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah, it's hockey season.
Shorter season.
Okay, so we got no NHL tonight. Is there any college basketball?
That's hockey talk.
That's hockey talk.
That's good hockey talk.
Is there any college basketball? Is there any college basketball tonight?
Yeah, fucking terrible slate.
Jesus, what? There's only five games?
Yeah, tell me about it, dude.
What are we doing? All right, let's go.
I'm taking Cleveland State plus 12.5
wagon.
At Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's lost two in a row.
They got nothing to play for.
Cleveland State's won six straight. I like Cleveland State.
Okay.
Taking North Dakota State money line at home against Indiana State.
Yeah.
Indiana State 1-3 on the road.
That's where Mitt went to college.
North Dakota State 5-0 at home.
Okay.
And this one is ugly, but I'm going to take the 7.5 at home with Milwaukee against Rhode Island.
Okay.
Milwaukee's been shit this year. It just feels like too many points at home.
Okay. Look at you.
That is all.
You volume shooter still.
I mean, I tried. I think I bet 20 games on Saturday. Maybe came out even. It was.
By the way, on FanDuel Sportsbook, there's parlay insurance up to $25 back each day on college basketball. So.
Each day?
Yeah.
What's that about?
That's what it says right here.
You just get a free parlay every day.
Place a 4-plus leg parlay wager with cash on any men's NCAA basketball game, and if it's exactly one leg of your parlay loses, get a refund and site credit.
How many leg? Four?
Yeah.
So 3 out of 4 you gotta do?
Yeah. If it was just like if your parlay loses, that's not good business though.
No, not at all.
That is not good business.
Footy tomorrow. Footy tomorrow.
What happened this morning with footy, dude?
The balls weren't where they were supposed to be.
Oh, there was a frozen ball.
Yeah, and the leader of the Super League. Because
they wanted Messi and Ronaldo to play.
I mean, that is a good, that would have been a good matchup.
That's what I was seeing on the internet.
The leader of the Super League, the guy who wanted it, was the head guy for Real Madrid. They now have a much worse draw because of the redraw. So he's spinning his yarn again. Liverpool went from Red Bull Salzburg to Inter Milan, which isn't great. But
yeah,
what can you do, man? I mean, it's UEFA. Shit like this happens all the time.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Aston Villa draw no bet at Norwich. Aston Villa's been great since Stevie G took over.
Gerrard.
They lost at Liverpool this weekend, but it was a very close game.
Anyone who takes a penalty is a legend.
Yeah. Norwich having 1-4. Give me Aston Villa, draw no bet.
Okay.
And then to the Bundesliga, Wolfsburg money line versus Cologne. I don't know why I'm fucking betting on Wolfsburg. They've looked like shit. But I think they're a decent team.
Yeah.
And if I can get them at plus money at home against Cologne, I'm going to take them to maybe bounce back after looking like shit for a few weeks. And then I'm taking Bochum.
Oh, Bochum?
Bochum. VFL Bochum.
Okay, Bochum.
Their draw no bet, plus 105 at Armenia. Armenia haven't won in 4. Bochum's won 2 of 3, haven't lost in 3.
Bochum's a wagon.
Yeah, they're playing well right now. Armenia is not. So those are 3.
Okay.
And then there's footy all week this week again.
Best time of the year.
It's that Christmas schedule, my friend.
How's little Santa going?
What do you mean?
How's little Santa going?
Little Santa. It was a week ago. Just done? One day.
It's done?
Yeah, it's just one day.
You don't leave it played out every night?
No.
What if you did, though? Would
he come?
No.
It's a good idea. They probably never tried that before. Canadians are very polite.
True. Ah, classic Tim Millum. I don't even know if I'm saying his name right.
What'd he throw 500 on?
Packers minus 5.5.
It's a good bet.
It's a bold man.
It's good work, Tim. Bet.
Life's different at 10,000 feet.
Love you, Tim. Is he a pilot?
It says in his Twitter bios. Fucking hits different at 10,000 feet or something.
Guy gets
something
it.
Awesome.
Fucking guy gets it. Anything else?
What are the numbers saying for the bowl games?
Okay. I mean, we're locking in. They don't start till Friday. Turns out I did not do what I said I was going to do yesterday.
What's that?
spent 8 hours working on the bull.
Yeah, you have to focus on the NFL.
I did. And that's all I did. So the bull preview is delayed a day or two. And for that, I apologize.
Well, make the people wait. They'll want it more.
They will want it more. But Saturday, Friday, we kick off Friday. Bahamas Bull.
Who's in that one?
The Bahamas Bull is Toledo and Middle Tennessee State.
It's a good matchup.
Barn burner.
That is a good matchup. Have they said who's playing or not?
In these bowl games?
Yeah.
See, Bo Nix is entering the transfer portal?
Yeah, what's that about? You know where he's going.
Nebraska.
No. Back to where he belongs.
Oregon.
No. With the one and only.
Oh, he's going to UCF.
Arthur Falzone III.
There's a chance he could be going down.
That would be so with awesome.
Arthur Falzone.
Let the boys ride right. again.
There's a 1,000% chance. Quinn Ewers went down to Texas.
What?
Texas program's back.
What's that guy's deal?
He was a genius. He left high school early.
Is he good?
Went and made $1 million.
Is he good, though?
Learned from Ryan Day.
Or are we just being sold a fake false bill of goods?
I don't know. He can fucking... On air, he slings a rock. Someone else is transferring. There's a lot of people in the transfer portal right now. Quarterbacks.
Everybody.
It'll be interesting. Pay attention. Pay attention.
Where's he going to go? That's interesting. Bo Nix.
Fucking you called it, dude. He's going with Falzone.
I mean, I would like that, but it feels like Bo Nix might have... I don't think he would leave Auburn to go to UCF.
I just feel like he goes to Nebraska to replace Adrian Martinez.
Where's Martinez spending his 12th year in college at?
That's what I want to know.
I got a feeling he might play this season in the transfer portal. I feel like maybe teams aren't looking for a 12-year vet.
Someone will pick him up.
It's Mitt's favorite player.
It is Mitt's favorite player.
That guy fucking stinks.
Okay. We can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching. It really is a treat. It's our pleasure. We hope you made a fuck ton of money this weekend.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you know what I wanted to do?
What do you got?
I got reminded of this. Connor and I used to do it all last year, and I didn't. I completely forgot about it. And I saw a bunch of tickets hit last night on Bears defensive special team touchdown parlayed with whoever the returner is, and that hit last night. What if is what was that?
None of your fucking business.
What's going on?
Is Rondale Moore returning punts?
I don't know.
He was.
Do we know that for sure?
I know that he was for a little bit.
I'm going to parlay Rondale Moore and Arizona D special teams. That's only plus 3,200. Yeah, maybe I'll look into it. Well, we'll see. Whoever plays the Packers, though, fucking parlay their returner and their defense special teams to score a touchdown, because their special teams fucking stinks. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.